I'm Greg Yoder with Mission Network News. U.S. Vice President Dick Cheney's comments accusing Russia of intimidation or blackmail against neighboring countries is causing problems for ministry. Russian Ministry Sergei Rakhuba claims government brainwashing is even causing average Russians to be angry. But even if it gets worse, their work will continue.
If Western missionaries will be kind of forced out of Russia, we will continue supporting Russian church leaders, Russian evangelical church. We will continue training the next generation to take the baton of faithfulness from the previous generation.
Funding is needed for this work. Next, this week is the inauguration of Haiti's new president, René Perval. There's hope that the new government will bring stability and calm to that beleaguered nation. The Bible League's Scott Thunder says they're continuing training national church planters and providing Bibles. Safety is still an issue, and Bibles are desperately needed.
It's exciting just to see how God's Word continues to progress and continues to change lives, even in the midst of terribly violent times in Haiti and political unrest and things like that. So it just shows you the power of God's Word.
$4 provides one Bible. Go to our website to help. And Medical Ambassadors International is partnering with millions of Christians and organizations for the Global Day of Prayer. It's an international prayer movement for God to heal the nations. 10 days of constant prayer leads up to the Global Day of Prayer on June 4th, with Christians from more than 200 nations joining in prayer. It's not too late to get involved. Go to our website to get connected. Mission Network News is a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. MNN is making available two resources this month: Book of Hope's Three Stories DVD and Rob Hoskins' book, Seeds of Spiritual Lineage. You can request them at a resource line at 1-800-995-4828 or go to missionnetworknews.org. That's missionnetworknews.org. I'm Greg Yoder.